League of Ireland Late Night
on Off the Ball.
Anyways, give me 2 minutes to talk about Shales. Remember Gareth McLean coming on here before? What if Derry go ahead of Shales? And I remember saying to him, Derry haven't won anything.
League of Ireland Late Night. Live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.
GAA Daily
on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, the PWC GAA GPA Player of the Month Award winners have been named and Paul Conroy reflects on his career with Galway. The PWC GAA GPA Player of the Month Awards were announced yesterday. Galway's Nicola Ward and Dervla Higgins are the July winners of the awards for the Ladies Football and Camogie, while Clare's Tony Kelly and Galway's Paul Conroy were named the Hurler and Footballer of the Month. Galway legend Paul Conroy joined Off the Ball's Tommy Rooney for a chat yesterday to look back on his incredible career.
I suppose, like, since I was very young, I played football and I've loved playing football. And I suppose I spent a lot of my life now in McGaughey senior football. And unfortunately for the first half of my career, let's say, like we weren't really, you know, we were operating in Division 2 and a lot of years we were probably lucky to stay in Division 2. So we were down kind of in the bottom half. And I suppose in the last couple of years, I suppose the second half of my career, like we started getting a small bit of success. You know, Kevin Walsh brought us to, I think it was our first Connacht title since 2008. It was in 16. And it got us to Division 1 and Division 1 final and things like that. So I suppose just trying to work hard and Pádraig came in then and probably brought us to another level. And I think my own performance has improved as I got older. Maybe I'm learning a bit more. The psychology of the game, I think I'm a bit mentally stronger maybe than I was before. And
in what way would that be? Like, how would that show itself to you when you're looking back over the last couple of seasons?
I think it's just maybe kind of enjoying the game a bit more in the sense that, you know, sometimes you can kind of take things too serious. Whereas now at the minute, I just try and enjoy it. You know, I just try and, you know, like when you're a young lad, you kind of dream about playing in big days. But I found myself maybe in years gone by, sometimes not actually enjoying the big days as much as you should. You know, and if you think about that, like it doesn't really make any sense. So try to get to a place where you're kind of playing with sort of a freedom. And I found myself the last couple of years probably reaching better levels maybe than I have before that. And it takes time. It takes time and it takes work with psychologists and different things like that. Yeah. I probably worked maybe a bit harder since I've come back. You know, and I think maybe I was just lucky as well at the time that we kind of got to a new level in terms of as a team. As I said, Kevin Walsh put a lot of work into us. We had a lot of bad habits and things like that before he came in. And I know it's a simple thing to say, but I think I just probably worked a bit harder since I came back. Maybe I had to kind of prove myself again. I remember getting injured that time. Like you'd meet people around the place and they'd kind of be asking you, are you going back playing football? You know, thinking that was a career-ending injury. So I don't know, maybe that put a bit of pressure on me to work a bit harder and to get to a level. But yeah, I definitely do. I think I'm playing a lot better football since I came back from the break, which doesn't really make sense.
Alva Clancy was named the PWC GPA Ladies Footballer of the Month for August. Alva Clancy was named the Ladies Footballer of the Month for August after helping Leitrim to win the All-Ireland Intermediate Crown as they beat Tyrone in the decider, while Galway's Aoife Donoghue took the Camogie Award. Clancy's been telling Tommy that it's been an incredible few weeks.
It's been incredible. It's just the build up to it. Finally getting out into Croke Park onto the pitch was just amazing. And then the week after, going around the different clubs in Leitrim, and like the homecoming it's something I'll never forget. And it was just amazing to see everyone come out and support us and to see the boys and girls come out as well. So it's something that I'll always remember.
What won't you forget about it?
I suppose just playing in Croke Park, running up the steps, going out to do the warm-up, and then when the final whistle goes, and it's just absolutely incredible. And then I suppose just probably really special to me was, you know, going home on the Sunday night, seeing the streets of Carrigachannon lined, you know, from the Bush Hotel to the Landmark Hotel. And then on the Monday night, we went back to my club in Manor Hamilton, and to see so many people out there and to get to kind of celebrate that win with them was really, really special. And yeah, I won't forget those moments.
Yeah, that's class. It was only like, time was just moving so slowly. It was only like 10 days ago or 11 days ago. Like, it's when did this, when did the celebrations slow down a bit and you returned to a touch of normality?
Because you look like the celebrations were good. I'm actually,
you look like
so,
you're ready to party.
I'm actually just proud of myself for continuing the celebrations. Even my sister was saying, like, yeah, you're still going. But yeah, it was all last week, and then we went down to Galway last Friday. Just the team. So we went for a night out in Galway, and yeah, it's been an incredible week of celebrating. But it was kind of nice to get around to like the different parts of the county as well. So
yeah,
it's been brilliant.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.